WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, Columbus Day survives in Randolph, as does the name of every other holiday on the school calendar. A special Board of Ed meeting last night restored the calendar to its state prior to a much-criticized decision to wipe all holiday names owing to the reckoning on Christopher Columbus's legacy, the board president telling residents it was her group's doing, not the superintendent or school employees. More than 4.8 million New Jerseyans are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but Governor Murphy says efforts continue to push that number even higher.
As part of our Operation Jersey Summer, we have our COVID-19 Community Corps working door-to-door across a bunch of communities, municipalities.
In the coming days, the Jersey Health Department will dispatch a team of vaccine ambassadors to towns across New Jersey to work with church leaders, elected, and school officials to help them set up vaccine clinics in neighborhood pharmacies, churches, and barbershops. All things considered, it could have been much worse for a man shot in the hand while driving north on Route 295 in Camden County Sunday. State police say the man's Chevy Tahoe was shot at by a dark sedan, which is still being sought as far as we know. Between exits 28 and 29, the wounded man met with authorities at a hospital. Anyone with information should contact state police. New Jersey could be taking over most of Atlantic City's power to make major decisions for another 4 years.
The bill, originally proposed in 2016 by former Jersey Governor Chris Christie, will likely have another run. Lawmakers passed the bill Monday, and it now makes its way to Governor Phil Murphy's desk. The Democrat was first against the takeover, but changed his tune shortly after taking office. If signed, the state will have been in charge of Seaside Gambling Resort's major functions for 9 years when the latest measure runs out. The law was originally put in place to curb runaway expenses, high taxes, and poor leadership. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
I will continue to support all women and all cultures. That from Linden Board of Education member and retired school administrator Gregory Martucci, apologizing for a Facebook comment he made in a public group 2 weeks ago, calling Vice President Kamala Harris a streetwalker, slang for a prostitute, from the Wingnut. That's another quote, streets of San Francisco. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A gray day. What about tonight? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dino Palamian.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Aaron Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mathau.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lab.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source, on the air, on our app, and on nj1015.com.
304 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Latest problem on the Garden State Parkway has been on the northbound side in Wall. Coming up towards just before exit 98, there's a crash involving a car on fire. The left lane is closed. Again, Parkway North approaching exit 98. Parkway South a bit slow coming into 130 in Woodbridge, but a crash in that spot's been cleared. Turnpike kind of busy on the western spur south coming from 16W down to the car in the truck lanes. Still have a closure in Raritan, township of 202 South down by Church Street. It's a flipped over vehicle accident yet to be cleared out of the way. Route 80's local lanes, a crash eastbound near exit 43 right by 287, the right lane blocked, and a crash on 280 west at Livingston Avenue at exit 5 in Roseland. It's one lane that's closed off. 24 kind of crowded west heading into 287 and across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, averaging 10 to 15 minutes into the tolls for the George Washington Bridge. Better at the tunnels. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myron, New Jersey traffic south. 295 northbound ramp from exit 43 Creek Road. Little backed up with a dump truck that has flipped over, and there is room to squeeze you by. The right shoulder at 295 northbound at exit 43 is also blocked off. South 295, there you have the rush hour delays already from exit 28 at Black Horse Pike down to exit 26. Mulliga Township, EHT area. 30 in both directions, White Horse Pike both ways. Elmwood to Columbia Road is going to be jammed for you, and that's where they have some emergency repairs. Parkway northbound accident just cleared up at exit 50 in Bass River. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 106 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 305.
Hey Doyle, get on that radio.
You can now listen to New Jersey 101.5's Dominski and Doyle on demand. Weekday afternoons, Dominski and Doyle are on your radio. But now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
We are DND.
Never miss another Dominski and Doyle show ever again. Listen on your schedule, when and where you want. Download the Dominski and Doyle show wherever you get podcasts.
Some of it's serious, some of it just stupid fun.
Or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe.
All of it, Jersey.
Dominski and Doyle, weekday afternoons on the air, and now anytime and anywhere on demand.
101.5 instant weather.
Mixed clouds and hazy sunshine the rest of this afternoon. Very warm and humid, a high of 88 to 92 degrees. Sea breeze keeping it cooler at the shore, temperatures near 80. We'll stay quite humid tonight, turning mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm or two across the area, especially west of the parkway. A low is 66 to 70. Any thunderstorm can be heavy. It'll be cooler tomorrow compared to recent days, but still humid as a cold front crosses the area, bringing with it some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, at a high of 68 to 72. On the other side of that front, very nice weather for Wednesday. Sunshine, low humidity, high is 72 to 76. Humidity still low Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 74 to 78. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Bob Larson.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Hose Heaven. Hose Heaven has the best propane hoses and power washing hoses at great prices. Visit hoseheaven.net or call them at 973-404-1500. That's 973-404-1500. Harvey Cedars, 66 degrees. Hope, 65. Hamilton, 66. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.